Während der Wobbe mit Beis hat Mosai nennen, das hat heißt es mit Nonjera in der Previous Suge, hat Mosai nennen, das hört von Beethoven und Bekasch aus Schwiees, so der Schür ist Tull der Revier Schnee. So hat heißt es, was heißt Perisch bis Schono Schmines. That means that which grew in the Bishana Shminis, that the Shia Tilda, Bishana Shminis, it till the Raviya Shniya of the Shana Shminis, so it's called that it's Motzi Lachaya Besada. So how do you have Peir Shviyas from the Shana, by the Shana Shminis? Besvir Leikam Anda Oma, Svicha Yisroim Mutorim. That it's Svicha Yisroim, that means it grew by itself, without any planting. And this is mutter, but now this man abir is when it's kol lachay, when it's kol lachay besodem, then you know how to give to your behemoth. Rabbi Kiva da Omar Svicha is roim asurim, mikro, behem loy nizra vloy nesav, kelem afarish mesach es psochem vek mokim shenogu, zach loy medemuki lo la behemter lachaya, that we dash in kozman shiesh lachaya yesh la behemtecho, Besvichei Ilonis, or speaking about that peiris that grew on trees. The lav davke tvue kama, the pasuk says, kol tvuos cholechos, we're speaking about tvue, eloke gain tvuos akerem, dahainu Ilonis, we see tvue as lav davke, the tvue the way we understand. It could mean pri Ilonis also, besvichei zroim asurim. Let us go further. Omar Rabbi Abo, this is the first line when it starts getting wide. Omar Rabbi Abo, my loshen revir. Why is the rain called revir? Dovor, this is something sheroiveya es hakarke. That's revir with the karke, that means that makes the karke should be able to be moiled. Kid Rabbi Yehuda, the Omar Rabbi Yehuda, mitro bailo da arahu. The motor is a bechinus abal to the karke. And through the motor, the karke is able to be moiled peiris. So the koyach heilode that the karke has comes through the motor. Ushenema, ki kashe yeirev hageshem vasheleg min hashamayim. Vishoma lo yoshuv ki im hirvo es haoretz vahoylido vehitzmicho. So the motor makes, the geshem makes that the karke is able to be, that peiros are able to come out from the karke. So that's why the motor is, that's why it's called revia, it's revia the karke. Rashi says, vahilido ke'odom shemoyle. Va'oma Rabbi Abohu, Revio Rishoino, Kedei Sheteireit Bekarke Tefach, Shnie Kedei Logov Bo Pi Chovis. Now let us see what this means. Kshomim Bervio Rishoino, Sarashi says Pshat, if Kshomim came Bervio Rishoino, in Boim Kolkach, Shen Nimos Akarke, let us see the Gilses Abach, Boimek Tefach, that the karke is nimes a tefach, is yofin hein, so this is very good, ve'ein tzorech lehis anis. You don't have to fast. Now, the Gvura Sari is ma'ira al Rashi, who's talking about fasting? The whole tainesim start by the Raviyah Shniyah, if it didn't rain till the Raviyah Shlishis, I mean, by the Raviyah Shlishis, if it didn't rain till then, then yechidem aschilum lehis anis. But who's talking about fasting now? So the Keraneir and the Svas Emes say Pshat and Rashi, that Rashi is telling us such a loche, that if the, by the Revir Rishayna, there was rain that went on Oimek Tefach, the Kaka was Nimes, went on Oimek Tefach, so then even though it stopped raining, period, there's no more rain. Now there's man the Revir Shniyah didn't rain, the Revir Shlishah didn't rain, there's a drought now. Afal Pi came, the rain from the Revir Rishayna is sufficient that things will grow already. Ain't tzarich lis anis. You don't have to fast anymore. That means, if there was less then this shear of Tefach, then it's bitter. If the Revi Shlishis comes about and there was no other rain besides the rain that fell by the Revi Rishon, which is less than a Tefach, then you have to fast. But if there was a Tefach of rain, but what the Kaka was Nimis, so then you don't have to fast. So Rashi Be'emison is telling us, learning that this is like the Gemara asked before, L'mayin Afkamin is Revi Yishniya, Revi Yishayna is L'gabi. So I mean, so this is Vaita telling us Halachis, that there's a Halach in the Revi Yishayna. If there was such amount of rain in the Revi Yishayna, so then one will not be Mechuyiv to fast, even though it stopped raining. And what's by the Revi Yishniya log of Bo Pichovish, Sheshoises min Hamayim, Ad Shenase Tichuach Kol Kach Shecholasis Magoifes Chovis, the water, the kalka is so saturated that if you want to make a stopper to the chovis, you don't have to add any water. So memele, so also the same thing. So if, let's say by the Revi Rishayna, it didn't fall so much. But by the Revi Shniya, it fell this year of log of bo pichovis. So memele, also you don't have to fast. This is Rashi learns pshat in the Gemara. The Miri wants to be chelik on Rashi. He says he personally holds that if by the Revi Rishon rained a little bit already, there's no din taneisim. The whole din taneisim is if there was no rain whatsoever. That's what he is ma'ira on Rashi. The Gvura Sari himself wants to, he's chelik on Rashi. So the Gvura Sari wants to say that the we had here Zmanim, Revi Rishayna, Revi Yishniya. For example, let's go to the Revi Yishniya. Revi Yishniya, the Gemara said, Lamay Nafkamina, Revi Yishniya. So the Gemara said a few Nafkaminas. One is permitted to go Beshvili Arishus to the Revi Yishniya. One is permitted to give Tevin Akash to the Behemoth to the Revi Yishniya. So the Gemara Sari explains all these halachas are, I mean, it's not Samazayab Paradumet, there's a lumdus in these halachas. That by the Revi Yishniya, things started growing, therefore it's detrimental to walk in the fields. The because of the Revi Yishniya, it's kol lachayim min asode. So you need a certain amount of rain to say that the Revi Yishniya made these changes in the karka, so now you can't go anymore. So that's how the Gevurah Sari learns. Now the Gevurah Sari learns from the Gemara, that the Gemara is telling us that if it did not rain by the Revi Yishniya, log of Bopi Chavis, so it doesn't have a din of Revi Yishniya. You're allowed to still eat by the Perishviyish, you're allowed to eat, you're allowed to go into the Sodis. That means there's a certain amount of rain that has to fall in order to get a shame that the Revi Yishniya came. So he wants to say, so the first halacha by Revi Yishniya is also similar to that. He wants to say if a person made a neder that the kainim alakik is there at sheyove Revi Yishniya, so it's not called that the Revi Yishniya came till this amount of rain fell. Zok the Gemara weiter. Va'omar Rav Chisda, Shomim sheyordu koidem va'otzar, ein bahem mishum va'otzar. Now we skip the Gemara. Omar Rav Chisda, before we hear Rav Abo, Va'omar Rav Abo, Revi Rishayne, kdei shetel bekarke tefach, shniye kdei logov bo pichobis. Omar Rav Chisda, Shomim sheyordu kdei logov bem pichobis, ein bahem mishum va'otzar. So Lachera the Shaila is, what is Rav Chisda Moisef and Rav Abo? We just said this, that Shomim Sheyodik the Logoban Pichovis. So the Sfas Emes wants to say Pshat, that according to Rashi Al Kaponim, that Rav Abo said Allah in Hilchis Tainis, that if it was Kedei Logov Bo Pichovis, there's no Din Tainis, you don't have to fast. But that does not necessarily mean that things are gewaldic. Could be it's bitter. I mean, if this is the last rain of the season by the Revi Yishniya, Skelovibatichovis could be it's bitter, but you don't fast. It's not in order to be matal tainus on the tzibur, it has to be a greater calamity. That's how I could learn. So Rav Chisda said, no, kshomim sheyolduk deylogov ben pichovis ein ben mishim va'otzer, there's no atzilus kshomim. It's not, you don't have to fast. It's good. It's not va'otzer. It's not called, there's any atzilus kshomim whatsoever. So that's what Rav Chisda is moisif and Rav Bo. That's how the Svasemis learns. Va'omar Rav Chisda kshomim sheyolduk koydem va'otzer ein behem mishim va'otzer. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, "Ein ben mishim va'otzer is going on first on Rav Chisda. Ein zu klola shevo'otzer se shemai. That means not only you don't have to fast, but it's not a klola. Koydem va'otzer, koydem zman kriyishma v'chsiv bei va'otzer es shemai. Af al pi shelo yiye roiv kshamim. It's not roiv kshamim, not too much rain, but if it fell koydem va'otzer." Before this man Krishma, so Lachay Reb Shad is that, perhaps, I assume that if a person would, really laying Krishma the way it should be laying, so we're having a statement from the Rabbi Nishal Olam, a warning that, if this is a penifter of Abraham, the salt and batum rem, shachwislam, bachor af Hashem bachem, b'otzer es Hashemayim b'lo yiyamoto, b'odomo leisitin es shivula, so rocho bitcha k'tano, the Rebbein Shalom is telling us, that if the beyifter of Abraham is b'otzer es Hashemayim b'lo yiyamoto. Now the whole existence of everyone depends on rain. So mistame, it was a pachad. When one lane this posik, just like Mestame, when the Teicheche is lained, the person who was taking Mesem Aliboy, the Dvorim Kechsavom, it's a falta pachat. So when one Mestame lanes Krishma Kedaboy, also falta pachat. But if before this man Krishma we see that it's raining, so that's a Gemalde Kesimin, that means before it's mutal on us to lane this Hasroa, Vaotzer Es Hashemayim, we see from the Rabbi Nishlom that fakert, that it's raining. So it seems that's a davo toif. The Eibishter made it rain before we have to say this hasro, so that's a simen toif. Af al pi shelo yiye roiv kshamin. Even though there won't be roiv kshamin, not too much kshamin, but that's already, there's no v'otzer es shamay. So that's that. Ein ben mishum va'otzer. So we see already that there's no atziras kshamin. Now the shaila is, I mean, Poshet that's telling us. We'll see this is speaking about Krishma shel arvis. So lechere before this man Krishma came, let's say from the shkia. Before this man shchive, it's raining already. So there's no va'otzer. There's no va'otzer. So lechere, and it didn't rain too much. So what happens now? It just happened once. So we're finished already. I mean, we have a whole year in front of us. When did this happen? I mean, lechere from the rehitas loshen of Rashi, it would seem that this rain, a rain that comes before va'otzer, is sufficient. That means could be rain, the hatzlocha of rain does not necessarily depend on the amount of rain that falls. There could perhaps be a small amount of rain that could be also maspik. I mean, that's the ritas loshen of Rashi. I mean, what are we speaking about today? If it rains today, it rained before Meirev, rained before Zman Krishma. So there's av b'shirev kshamim, there's no v'otzer es shemayim. It's a simon on today, or it's a simon on the year. We'll see further from Rashi. It's another idea, which seems it's a simon on the whole year. Let us go a little further. Ein ben mishum va'otzer. Omar Rabbi Loyamorum Elakoidam Vaotzar Da'ut. That is, if it rained before the Krishma of Arvis, so then that's right. Avokoidam Vaotzar Da'tzafre Lachere. It means, this man Krishma is Mishayakir, and it rained before, blame from Aloysa Shacha, Yeshbe Mishum Vaotzar. Why? The Omar Rav Yehuda Bar Yitzchak Hani Anani Detzafre Les Bohu Mashoshe. The clouds of the morning clouds are worthless. Tachsiv Me'eselocha Ephraim Me'eselocha Yehuda V'chazdechem Ka'anan Boiker. Your whole chesed is like Anan Boiker. What does that mean? Let us see Rashi. Avol Yodu Koydem Va'otzal Detzafre Yeshbe Mishum Ba'otz. Hoyl Va'yodu B'yoyim. Ve'in Yofin Lo'ilom. These rains, a rain before Anan Boiker is worthless. Lesbu Mashoshev Ein Shnoson Mispareches. Now here Rashi speaks about the year already. Ve'ein Shnoson Mispareches. So the whole year. So Tuvi Yehama wanted to say, could be that the whole Gemara speaking about, let's say it didn't rain till the last Reviyah. And then by the last Reviyah, it rained either the beginning of the last Reviyah, either it started, which it wouldn't have rained, so that means it's bitter, it's not raining. So either it rained before Krishma Shalavis, or it rained in the morning. So now the Shaila is, what do we see now from this rain? So if it rained before the Va'otzal Shabalaila, so we see there's no Tzius Ksham. In fact, this is the last time it should rain. It rained a little bit before Va'otzal of Meiriv. So that's good. If it rained a little bit before Va'otzar Shal Shachi, so that means it didn't rain. This is nothing. So then already, Ve'ein Shnosan Mizbarechas, we speak about all year. Ve'chazdecha Kanan Boike, She'ein Boi Mamish. Frek the Gemara. So Kaponim, we know that a rain, Agavuche, Svasemis is Moira, this, the Gemara will see, mixes up rain, clouds. About Kaponim, past this, it would seem that it's one. Frag the Gemara, Va'omri Inchi, Omale Rapopo Labai, Va'omri Inchi, people say, Bemiftach Bovi Mitra, you open up the door in the morning, and you see it's raining, Ba'chamro, so a person who's a chamro, he's a seicher, he goes around selling tvur, he sees it's raining, so we tell him, Moich Sakoch, fold up your sack, V'goni, go back to sleep. That means, what does Rashi say? Mitra b'miftach bovi, im yordim b'boike, k'shepoyschin apsochim, you open up the door, you see it's raining in the morning, yikapol hachamo, shemoicha tvu esako, he should go and fold up his sack, likon his leash and go back to sleep. Mnei shahashonim izboreches. It started raining once in the morning, he opened up the door, hashonim izboreches. So the whole year, v'yesoive bo'oilam, he should go into new business, go into computers, but selling tvuah is not an asik this year because there'll be a shefa. Alma yovine. So that's he wanted to time it. L'chayr, this is speaking about a psazman mugbul. From one rain, you see a psazoi that it's gewaldik, hashonim is bareches. So that's the Gemara's kasha. So Kaponim, how could you say that the Otzer de Shachris, if it's Koydim, the Otzer Shachris is no good, fakel, it's raining in the morning, we tell people to start looking for new businesses. So the Gemara, like kasha, ha de koter bi eve, ha de koter banani. It matters what types of clouds there are that it's raining from. If they're thick clouds, the koter bi eve, Rashi says, niskashu shamayim banonim ovim, thick clouds, v'loik lushim, ain't be mishum v'otzer. Then there's no v'otzer anymore. It's raining in the morning. Takote banonish, ik lushim of, ain't be mamish. Then it's take golnish mit golnish. Let us see, Taisvis, lay a moron, ela koidim v'otzer da'uta, kloima, she yoduk shomim, koidim krishmi shal arvis, abo koidim shal shachis, yesh mishum v'otzer, Tamarav Shmuel Barav Yitzchak. Then because it's less by Bamish, so it doesn't mean anything. Then we're talking about Otsa. Omar Rav Yehuda, Tavo Lishato the Tevis Amalta. It's a wonderful thing for the year if the Chodesh Tevis is an Almone. What does it mean the Chodesh Tevis is an Almone? We have mentioned before that the rain is considered like a Baal. to the karka. So if it doesn't rain tevis, so that means this tevis, she's like an amone. So that's gevaldik. If it doesn't rain in tevis, that's very chosh. What's the chivis? Ike da amri, the loy bairi tarbitzi, ike da amri, the loy shokel shudofna. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, the tavol shata ashreo, it's gevaldik, kloima tevi yesh lishone, the tevis amalte, she ain't shamim yerdim bo la bias oretz, that's gevaldik. Why? Ike da amri, the loy bairi tarbitzi, that the tarbitzi are not empty. Oysan mekaymesh shemarbitzi behem teire, the mekaymesh ha teire, einam boiris are not empty. Bimnei shahadrochim yofim heim, because the drochim are yofe, it's not raining. Vahilchim atamidim mimokim lemokim lulmei teire, they can learn teire, there's no problems how to get to the yeshivas. And Agabuche, the Rabbeinu Gershom says, Ubetevis yesh lampnai yoiser mikol yemois ashonis. Ein charevim botem idroshi, shechelm tamidim love, shein ma'akvim lam kshomim, ubetevis yesh lampnai yoiser mikol yemois ashonis. Amir de gezach, it seems tevis, that it means Macheshvin and Kislev, they were still busy with the fields, mistame. And some shmat and other, they also started getting busy again. But Tevis was a yontif, a chodesh that was miyuchid, there was nothing to do. So memeila fakel, then they went to the yeshivas. So if the roads were safe and not muddy, so fakel, you had a bumper crowd in the yeshivas. If it was very muddy, there were many people who were unable to come. That's one shot. A second shot, Lishna chine leibairi tarbitzi ginai she'enan gedeilim al reiv mayim. Things that grow in gardens, which they're not godol al reiv mayim, kegoin karshinim. So the Yalkut Yeshaya explains as follows, that reiv mayim is make shamim. So other things, it's sufficient that they should be, that their source of water is rain. They live on rainwater. Ilonis, they live on rainwater. That's sufficient, even though it's sporadic. Sometimes it comes, sometimes it doesn't come. That's enough. Now, things that grow in gardens cannot exist on such a schedule that sometimes it does, that sometimes they get water. They need a constant source of water, so you have to irrigate the gardens. Fine. So they irrigate them. Now, if it's going to start raining in Tevis, so this will be mekalkel, the karshinim, the other things that grow in the Guinness, because there'll be too much water, and too much water is not good. So memele, so bairi tabitze, that means the gardens will be empty. That means all the zroim which were growing in the gardens will spoil. So that's why it's very good. Another pshat in the Gemara was leishokel shudafne ein hashidofin nechaz mizdavik betvur. It means that if it rains and the tvua is wet, so the strong winds have an achize in the tvua, and there's an achize, so there's a hezek to the tvua. If they are not wet, so it seems it just blows over them, but it doesn't affect the tvua. So that's the eini that the gemore v'omar avchizde tzed fakert. Tavo lishato de tevis minavalta. Fakert, it's very good if tevis is manuvel. What's minavalta? Very interesting. So Rashi says minavalta, shadrochim minavolim betit. Bibnei hakshomim, it's gewaldic if the drochim are manuvel betit. The Bene Chananel says, beishu bnei odom betunofim es agleim ubigdeim betit. Ze tevis hashonim. Al Kaponim, it means if you have a rainy Tevis, that's gewaldic. So this is a stira with Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara answers, Leikasha, Hoda osim mitra mikore. If it rained before, if it rained Macheshvin and Kislev, so now we have enough rain already. So Mamela, so now Tevis, it's very good, it shouldn't rain. Hoda osim mitra mikore. So then it's good, it should be in our Malta. But if it did not rain before, So l'chayre, then we need rain. It didn't rain till now, so then we need rain. So then it's very good to talk upon when it starts raining in Tevis. So that's, so it's menavalt, it's, then it's good. Tava l'shata the Tevis menavalt. Let us see Rashi. Ehoda osa mitra mikore, she yoldu akshomim bizmanam imacheshvin. The yoldu af betevis, so it rained already in Macheshvin. Is roinem. She kvadai lo ilom bekshomim shamacheshvin. If it didn't rain, so then it's very good, it should be minavalta. So the Svasemis asks Akasha, he asks, that means Bishloim, if the time is als, the second Pshat in Rashi, that the Zeroinim, the Kashinim will become Genizik. So if I catch, so it's very good, if it didn't rain, till now, so could be, will be good for the Zeroin. I don't know how they were irrigating it, or they weren't able to irrigate it as well. So then it will be good. But he says, if the Tam is out, also Talmidim, so both gate Meron, that it didn't rain till now, but still the Drochim are still, the base Medrash will not be packed. There's going to be a, so how can you say it's a good year? Tovo Lishato. I really don't understand the Kasha too well, because, we're speaking about, if it didn't rain till now, so the world is in a very dangerous matzev. It's a masukindika matzev, though. It's up to Tevis. It didn't rain till now. So mamela, the world needs rain. We've mentioned from the Chassam Sefer, says, Shema Yagdim Kona Leveshit, you need, there's learning and there's eating. You need both. You can't, men kemach ein teire. So even though this is not an ideal year, but al kaponim, it's ideal that l'chayre, that if it didn't rain till now, so it's ideal that it should rain al kaponim and teibis. Loshen acher, ha da osa mitra meikare, tove de menevalte. Now, this Loshen Acher is very unclear. The Punfakel. If it rained before, then it's good it's Minavalta. If it didn't rain before, then it's not good it's Minavalta. So what's Pshat? So the Svasemis wants to say it like this, it doesn't make sense. It's Mamish with a Hapachu. So the Svasemis wants to say Pshat. He says, could be Rashi means this. That means like this. Hod osa mitra mikorem. That means if it rained before. And it rained so much before. That now the drochim are minavalta, the drochim are very muddy. So mamela, that's good. Not that it's raining now. Then it's good that it's a minavalta. It's good it's in the minavalta. Hodos mitra mekore, tovet the minavalta. It's good if it's a minavalta from the rain before. That is pshat in Rav Chisda's memory. And that what he says, That is if it rained before, then it's good it's minavalta. But if it didn't rain before, so pshat is said, then it has to rain now. So that's not good. That tak is not good. So then we're just saying haste is, then it's like the same pshat like before. So if it has to rain now, but then it's not shredder sasemus. If it has to rain now, it's not good. It's, if it rained before, it's very good. Look the Gemara weiter. Ba'oma Rav Chisda kshomim sheyordu al mikzas medine. If rained on part of a medine, va mikzas medine la yordu. Ein ben mishum va'otza. So this is not va'otza, because if a chelik of the medine rained, so that chelik, they're able to grow through it. So the other chelik will be able to derive benefit for they'll purchase through it from them. So it seems the whole Medina was taken care of. That's not called va'otza. Like the Gemara, eini v'oksi the gam anoichi monati mikemes hageshem v'shloishes chadoshim lakotze. The Ben Shom says he took away the geshem 3 months before the kotze. And what happened when Tarta Lirachas Lirachas Loyam Til? Chelka Achas Timota, and the other Chelikul would won't rain, it'll be all dry up. V'omar Rav Yehuda, Marav, Shteyin L'Klolom. That's Rakel, this Matzev, both is a Klolom. So Kaponim, this is not like Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda says that if it rains on part of a Medina, so it's a kept that everything is no va'otza, everything is good. And here it says that steim leklolim. So the Gemara says leikash, hoda osa tuve. So if it rained a lot, rained too much, so memelas atakish steim leklolim. That means an abundance of rain makes that which grow becomes rotten. Too much rain, it makes it that should become rotten. So Mamela, the chelik that it rained doesn't have anything, the tvua can't grow. The chelik that didn't rain also doesn't have anything, because it didn't rain, they had staying with Lola. Or the osi kidami boy. But if it rained the way it normally rained, how much it needs is not too much rain. There was a normal amount of rain, so then it's like Rav Chisda said, so ein ben bishum va'otzal, so one chelik has tvua and the other chelik will purchase for them tvua. That's L'chei Reb Shat and the Gemara. Now, we'll see Rashi, we'll have problems. Zot Rashi, Ein ben mishum va'otza, the oisen shal tzas medine shiodolem kshamim, moichrim la'cheirem, they'll sell to the others, so my mail there's no va'otza. Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav Shteim leklole, oisin sheyodu, v'oisin shelo yodu. No, both is a klole. Nei sheroi pshomim kilkulu as tvu osom. So lachir it's a shrek. So Rashi over here spilled the beans already. That means when we're asking a kasha from Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav, that's like the punchline, Shteim leklole. And Rashi says, why is it Shteim leklole? Because there was an abundance of rain in one. Not the other. So what's the kasha? So the mele, that's, this ended the Gemara taket. Too much is no good. But lochere the kasha feint sich nicht an. It's schrecklich. Let's go a little further. Ha de ike mitre tuve yaisa midai steim leklole. And kade mi boile, ein ben mishum boatsa, shek tzas medine tesapik lek tzas medine. Then the Gemara brings a raya, the Gemara brings a raya that that's like a pshat in the posik. Because Omar Ravashi Deika Nami Dachsiv Timoto Tehei Mokim Moto, that the Pasuk is speaking about that the whole Mokim became a Mokim of rain. That means it's flooded there. Timoto Tehei Mokim Moto Kloima Yisamidai. So Lachir it's a pella. Avtuviyama wanted to say that if you can make a shtickle guys, then it wouldn't be too bad. That means he wanted to say could be the Mipnei. Let us see the Rashi. Vam Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Shteim Leklola, Oisin Sheyodu, Voisin Shelo Yodu. Period. The Mipnei goes on the next Rashi. Hodi Ike Mitre, Tuve, Yoisin Midai, Shteim Leklola, Mipnei Sheroiv Kshomim, Kilkulu as Tvu Osom. So maybe this belongs on the Teretz, not by the Kashis, so Mamele, and everything would be good. Agavulche, let us see the Rabbeinu Gershon. Rabbeinu Gershon, there's no problem whatsoever. Rabbeinu Gershon says, Pung Faket. Let's see next to the last line on the second column. Hada Osa Tuve, Ein Bem Vishub Va'otzar, the Brochavi. If it rains a lot, that's a Broche. Dosa Kidiboy, Kloima Zeir, Havi Klola. If it rained a little bit, then that's called a Klola. Deikanami Dekrobe Zer Mitreksiv, Timota te moki mota koldo. Pung fakir. The Bnei Gershom learns that if there's a minute amount of rain, then it's like a klola. There there's a minute and there there's none. But if there's a lot of rain, Baruch Hashem, that's a broche. Now, l'chayra had a shtikel ha'ore on the posik. The l'chayra, how do we learn pshat in the posik? The posik says, V'gam anoichi manati mikem es hageshen. The Bnei Shalom says, I was menevim the geshen. V'oi shloi shechadoshim lakotze. 3 months before the kotze is menev the geshen. V'him talti ali rachas. So how does this pasuk flow? I was menevim from you the geshen. V'himtarti al irachas. So that's a Meniyah suggestion. There was a flood over there. So Bishloime, according to the Rabbeinu Gershim, it's Gevaldik, was V'himtarti means a mota kodol. So then the Pasuk is beautiful. So Shakla Chamatzeva, the Pasuk flows. V'imanati, the Pasuk says, and how will it be? And one year there'll be a renewed amount of rain. So that's one Indian of Monati. While Irachas Leyamte won't rain at all. So according to Ben Gershom, it's very good. But according to Rashi, so how do we read the Pasuk? If we could say that, but I don't see any reason why we should say like that. But Lachair is Lachazay. The word timoter, the Gemara teaches according to Rashi, means that there was too much rain. That's a teach timoter. And lechayre, that's pshat v'himtarti also, because that's part of the klola. V'himtarti al irachas, the lirachas loy amtir, chelkachas timoter, and we say shneim leklola. So v'himtarti al irachas means too much rain. That's a teach v'himtarti. So memele, For some reason, vihim tarti and timote here means rain of klola. Does not mean rain of brochim. So it could be pshat, the posik is according to Rashi, onoichi monati mikem es hageshem. Geshem means gishmei brochim. There won't be any gishmei brochim. What's going to be? In one place there'll be floods, in one place there won't be any rain, but gishmei brochim there will not be. So then it could be that posik flows according to Rashi also. When does one make a broch al akshom? It was an atziris kshomim and it started raining. Vishayotza choson lekras kal. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, "Meimosai mevolchin al akshomim bepeik haroyim rinin al akshomim oimar atoy v'ameitiv." The bracha that is said on kshomim is atoy v'ameitiv. For hosam pochinen ach bracha de tikkun l'rabbanon. They asked, there's a different bracha. We'll see there's a different bracha that we make on it. V'moidem anachnu loch, and baruch kel eidoes. U'mishanin elo hod chazi mirze, hod shoma mishma. That if he sees it, he sees the rain with his own eyes, so then he makes moidem anachnu loch, al kol tipa v'tipa. He sees the rain in his eyes and he makes this nusach habroch. But if he just heard about it, he doesn't see the rain, then he makes baruch atoy v'ameitiv. So Rabbi Kivege asks her a kashe, koshali hodachinam sham ach tarutze, maskinen idi v'idi demerzi kanda osetuve v'tzorchim. Rabbi Kivege's kashe and Rashi is as follows. The Gemara asks a kashe in the beginning of Per Karoye, says as follows, Al Psuris Toivis, make a Toiva Meitiv. Then it says, Al Akshomi, make a Toiva Meitiv. So the Gemara is Takashe, Akshomi, make a Toiva Meitiv, it says, you make this Nusach of Moidim Anach Nuloch. That's the Gemara's Kashe. So the Gemara answers the Shoma Mishma, if he heard about it, he makes a Toiva Meitiv, if he sees his Moidim Anach Nuloch. Frag the Gemara, so that's Psuris Toivis. So why do you have to have a special Bove? And al kshomi you make a toiv meitiv. That's a psura toiv. It rains. You make it. There's 2,000 psuras toivis. So why does he have to say specifically al psuras al kshomi you make a toiv meitiv? So the Gemara answers, no. Both of them are speaking about that he saw it, and one is speaking about there was tuva and one there was not tuva. An answer, so the Gemara is different akimtis. So the Mishnah is speaking about not that he heard about it. If he heard about it, you don't need. You don't need to say that you make al akshamim, you're making al psuras tevis. So the Ritva of Emerson says that the Gemara, the teretz is an emeset teretz, that's true. And shmi you make a toiv ha-meitiv. The Gemara didn't slug up that the halach is not true. The Gemara just said the case of the Mishnah that says that besides Psuras Toivis, this Ankshami Meka Toivah Meita, it's being by a fuller, he saw it. If Al Kaponim, so the Ritva says it's Oiskalten Laloche, so it's not schwer, but Kebegis Kashi. Well, just means to say it's definitely pshat in the Mishnah, but that's Al Shmi Zich Mekatoy Vameit. Now let's get back to the Gemara. Amar Avabo, Me'ein Mishayim Avoch Nakshomim Shotza Choson Likras Kala. So what's Choson Likras Kala? So Rashi says, Choson Likras Kala, Sheyordu Kol Kach, it's raining so much, that is puddles, Shatipe Neifeles, when the tipe falls down, Yaitza Acheres Uboiletes Kenegdo. So another one comes up from the Kenegda tipe, Mipi Meiri. The Rishonim asked, the Ritva asks, before we were under the impression that the Ran, B'Shem HaRamban, says that, that Fakert, it's Be'ein Echsime, the Be'ein Psicha Samoz Echsime. That means we started off by, we started off Moidim Anachna Lecha Hashem Alakeinu Al Kol Tipe V'Tipe. So the Hidah is not on the rain, the Klali is, but on Al Kol Tipe V'Tipe. So it's Al Kol Tipe V'Tipe, so Memele, so that the Chsima Rav Hidahs, there's so many Hidahs that we have to thank the Rebbein Shalom if there's so many Tipes. Uchemoikein b'yishtabach, Rashi says, Kel melech gogel batishboches, kel haidois. See the Yalkut Yeshayit b'pi Rebbe. The Rashi wants to say that there you say kel haidois, like here you say kel haidois. There is no need to say roiv haidois, because we don't have a me'ein psiche samach lechsime. Let us see, Tais v'sigadam uloi bayri tabitzi, she'ein haginois reikim mizroim, because of the rain. Zok de Gemara weiter. Omar Avabo, Godol Yoim Hakshomim Mitrias HaMeisim. That the Godol Yoim Hakshomim Mitrias HaMeisim, Dilo Trias HaMeisim La Tzadikim. Trias HaMeisim will only be for Tzadikim. Bilo Kshomim Bein La Tzadikim Bein La Rishoy. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, it just Rashi brings down, Rishi Oivde Kechovim Einam Chayim Kitelatam leisomus vishim leisichpe, so won't be for Rishoyim. Shall for Geishas evdekechavim. Al koponim, but this is bein le tzadikim, bein le Rishoyim. Let's just explain a little bit the dimyan to Trias HaMeisim. The Ritva says, that if it doesn't rain, so it's the people are aimed to die. It's the Adam shakshamim nechsharim umzei neseim nimnoim heim nechshavim kemesim. I mean, it's if there's no food, they're like mesim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Machaya Oysom Al Yedei HaKshomim. This pshat is in this matzah without rain, they mesim already. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Machaya Oysom Al Yedei HaKshomim. I once heard a pshat, a mir de kevot is a Gemara in Sanhedrin. Gemara in Sanhedrin has a droshe that Parshas Mishpotim, there's an Indian that if a person hits someone, and there's a suffix if he's going to die or not, so we imprison the Makke till we see if he's Amad al-Mishantai, then you let him out. So the Gemara says a shakla v'talye, what is if Bezen were Abdul Amisa? Abdul Amisa, that he's going to die. Look, so the end is in prison. Then Lamaisi, he didn't die. So the Gemara is a shakla v'talye if you kill him or not. Where's the sad? Maybe you kill him. Well, he's a posuk, you don't kill him. So I once heard from a Talmud Chochem Choshev, who was never lying, I think, on his deathbed. So he said, what pshat in the Gemara? He says, I mean, he didn't kill him. What's yet need a drosh? Beznam du lemise. So he says, Vaistoisiv beznam du lemise. That means he killed him. That when he got alive again, so that was a trias amesim. If Bezdin said he's oimid lemise, then that's an oimid lemise. So Boishlam made trias amesim, because the Boishlam made trias amesim is not a retzeah. He's a retzeah, he killed him. So the Gemara is a person, or since the pile, the trias amesim came to such an oifen, so is that called a retzeah. Well, Kaponim, we see from the Ritva says that this is called trias amesim. That means there was no rain, so everyone is now a potential mace. There's nothing what to talk about. And now the Rabbi Shalom bought kshamim, so there's trias amesim. Now it's godol mit trias amesim, because this afilo the Rishoyim are also benefiting, and by the other trias amesim, the Rishoyim won't benefit. Obligate the Rav Yosef, Dama Rav Yosef, mitoich sheishkule ketrias amesim, kavua bitrias amesim. Chokol ketrias amesim. So it's not better than trias amesim. So we have here up some achloikis. Rashi pligid Rav Yosef diu alma kitrias amesim lo yoser shebo chayim bnei odom shetvu gdele by people live because of this, but it's not greater than trias amesim. The goin, they bring down from the goin in Ateres Elio, the goin says the dimyan of chomim to trias amesim is as follows. He says, whatever exists in the world, we can, upon him, look at it, that this is derech hateva. This is Rabbi Yisrael made a teva, and the world is misnaig al pi hateva. He said, there's one thing in the briek shomim, which there is no teva for that. There's no set pattern. Sometimes it can be months without rain, and sometimes it can be rain day after day. So he says, from the anhoga of kshomim, that's why it's called gvuras kshomim, we see this rabbeinu shleilam. And the same thing by trias amesim, that also we'll see this rabbeinu shleilam. So that's the dimyan of, there we see the yad Hashem, that it is not al pi derech hateva. Zog the Gemara weiter, Amar Rav Yehuda godol yoyim hakshomim ki yoyim shenitna boi teire. That Yom is Godel ki Yom shenitna by Torah shenema Yarif kamoto likri, the posik is medame likri to moto. Ein lekach al Torah shenema ki lekach toiv nosati lochem teirosi al tazayv. So Kaponim, we see this a dimyan of Torah to Kshomim. Need the Masho says pshat. Because Teire is the Chaye Nefesh Shel Ha'odom, and Shomim is the Chaye, the Geshem of the Odom. We mentioned again with the Chsam Sofer, Shema Yagdim Kona Leveshet, in order for a person to exist, he has to have a Gashmi Yistik Echiyas also, that was the Rotzen Hashem, from a Mele, so both are giving Chiyas, this is giving, a Yom HaKshomim is giving Gashmi is the kechiyas, and this is giving Guchni is the kechiyas. Lava ma yaisar mi yoim shenitna boi teure, shenema yarev kamota likri, mi nitla be mi, that we medame the teure kimota, habi oima koten nitla be god. Rava rami, ksiv yarev kamota likri, ksiv tizal katal imrosi. So it says a loshen arife and a loshen of hazola. Im talmud chachim hagen hu ketal, and it's ketal. Vim lav oirfeyu kemoto. And it's, if he's not a talmud chachim hagen oirfeyu kemoto. Ksiv tizal ketal, norashi before, kamoto likhi ishvi lekach limoto. Yarev, k'moy av shomov yarfu tol. Ushokim yirafu tol, shehu marba peiris, exactly what Rashi means to say over here, I don't know, but shehu marba peiris. K'siv tizal katal demash menachas, el ofeyu kemota horgeyu. So it seems if he's a talmud chochem she'enei hogun, the Torah kills him, that's what Rashi says. Now the shaila is, how does it kill him? It could be there's a Goyin in Mishlei. The Goyin in Mishlei says that, he says, we see that it rains in a lot of places. But what the rain will accomplish depends on what it rains on. For example, he says, if you planted chitim and it rains on that mokim, so chitim will come out. If you planted samamovis and it rains at that mokim, so samamovis will come out. So it means, what does rain do? So rain accomplishes that whatever is there will grow. But that whatever is there already. That the rain will not change. So the Goyin says the same is like Torah also. If a person is a Yirei Shamayim, this is a Goyin in Yutes Tes in Mishlei. HaTorah matzmiach ma'ashe b'liboy, whatever his lev is. Im liboy toy is tagdol yerosoy. So the learning will make him a great Yirei Shamayim. V'mchas v'sholem b'liboy p'ire sheira reish v'lano. So if a kert, it will be worse. So it could be this is what Rashi means, Ofeo Hergeyu, the Torah is killing him, Takev. He's a Enei Hogun. Perhaps Enei Hogun over here means the way the Goyin says that Liboy is Enei Toiv, so then if a kert, it will kill him. He's worse off by learning. Zuk the Gemara weiter. Tanya hi Rabbi Noima, kolaisik betoira lishma, teirose nasis loisama chayim. Shnema eitzchayim hi lamachzikim bo. Voima rifesti lisharecha, voima ki moitzoi mozo chayim. Loisik betoira shaloi lishma, nasis loisam hamoves. Shnema yarev kamota likri, vein arife elo harige, shnema vaofo shomes agolo banocha. Here it says, teira lishma and teira shaloi lishma. What does Rashi say? So Rashi says, Lishmo mishum kasher tzivani Hashem alakoi, v'loi kedei likoris Rebbe. Now, dachsach mir, before we go further, let us see Taisvis. Now we'll come back to this Rashi. V'chol oisim g'teire sholei lishmo, teiros einasis loi samamovitz. V'koshe aloi amrinin, Loilam Yasik Odom Betoira Afogav Shaina Lishmo, Shemitev Shaloi Lishmo Bolishmo, and here it says it's Samamovitz. Vishloime the Trey Shaloi Lishmo Habi. The Masham Rinilam Yasik Betoira Filo Shaloi Lishmo, Haina Kloimek Deshi Kore Rebbe, Ekdeshi Chabdu. He's doing it for a Pniye, for a Zaiti Keta. So that he shall learn Shaloi Lishmo, Mitev Shaloi Lishmo Bolishmo. The whole purpose of his learning is to disagree with others, to argue with others. He's using the Torah as a tool to lekanter. So that is a samamovis for him. He's not machavel amite shel Torah and samamovis. Now. That what Rashi says, v'loy kedei likoris Rebbe. Now, there's no machlekes Rashi in Taisvis. Taisvis says there's three madregas. There's a madrege of lishmo, that's nasis loy samachayim. There's a madrege of shaloy lishmo, that's nasis loy samamovis, that Taisvis says that means lakanter. No, Rashi says, but the Samachayim is only if he learns Kasher Tzivani Elikoi. He's learning, because the Baruch Shalom said to learn. If he's learning Likori Rebbe, it's not a Samachayim for him. It's not a Samachayim. It's not a Samamovitz, but it's not a Samachayim. And I thought perhaps we could be very well mamtik, the base David from Rav David Tebel, Mechaba from the Nachlas David. He says, Pshat, in this post, the Gemara brings a posik, Shema Yitzchayim Yilam Marzikim Bava Samcheh Meyushar. So he says, Pshat, as follows. He says, what one gains from Torah is how one is Machshiv Torah. He says, there's a person that is Machshiv Torah Yitzchayim Yilam Marzikim Bava. That means he looks at it, and he brings a ton of the Veliyo, Moshe L'Odom, that is drowning in Ayam. and he sees a floating piece of wood, and he grabs onto the wood, because he knows that his only way of existence is holding onto the wood. So, Mamela, if a person learns Torah with such a perspective, that Zakel Lamachzikim Bo, he's holding onto it. His whole chiyus is because of this Eitz Chaim. So then it's taken the way he looks at Torah, that's how Torah looks at him. So Eitz Chaim he lamachzikim bo. A person who's machzik bo, so it's an Eitz Chaim for him. He says there's another type of a person. He says he's not learning Torah because he can't live without it. He needs it to exist. No, it's Nebuch HaRachmanis. The Torah, no one's learning Torah. So say it's Achmanis on the Torah. That's what the Rabbi Dovetel brings down. He says parents used to tell children, if you won't learn Nebuch, what's going to be? The Torah. No one's going to learn the Torah. So he goes, no, I won't do that. I'm going to learn the Torah. So the Torah shouldn't feel bad. So he's a Toimach. So he's supporting the Torah. Supporting the Torah, that's not an Eitz Chaim, because to you, it's not an Eitz Chaim to you. So it's not Eitz Chaim to you. So Taka won't become an Eitz Chaim to you. So you won't get this. But your Taimach the Torah, it's a very nice thing, Musha. It's a Musha, but it's not a Eitz Chaim. So Dachsachmir, according to Rashi, that's the Hemshech. That means if a person is Isaac B'Torah Lishmo, so it's an Eitz Chaim. Lishmo means, Rashi says, Kasher Tzivani Hashem Elokoi. So that's, if he's doing it for that purpose, so memele, so then tak it's a samachayim, and that's what it says in this pasuk. Eitz chayim he lamachzikim bo. He's machzikim, but if he's not machzikim, he's not. His whole existence is not dependent on it, and it's not an eitz chayim. So then, velikoli Rebbe, it's also not an eitz chayim. Just like I want to mention the antithesis estakasha. Here it says loylam yasa godam b'toyer b'mitzvah shaloy lishmo. And here it says, Oisik Shloi Lishmo is a Samam Ovis. So Rab Chaim Loshner and Ovis wants to say a very interesting teres. I think he's saying a Kula, not a Chumra. He's saying like this, he says, there's two different things. He says, the Sod of Hatzloche and Avodas Hashem is Kviyas, that a person does something constantly. The Gemara tells us, L'Oilam Yasek Odom B'Torah Mitzvah. She should be L'Oilam Yasek. Whatever the time he has to learn, he should be loylam yasek. He's learning shaloy lishma. Don't worry about it. Loylam yasek odam b'teirah mitzvah. Shaloy lishma. Let it be shaloy lishma. But it's loylam yasek. Don't be mafsek. Loylam yasek. And then there's a havtoch mitzvah shaloy lishma b'lishma. You are loylam yasek, so you'll come to lishma. Here it says ha'oisek b'teirah shaloy lishma. What does it mean? That means he's not loylam yasek. Once by weekend he opens up a safe. But that weekend he opens up the safe, it's Shaloy Lishma. Ha Oisik B'Toyre Shaloy Lishma. For that person, Nebuch it's a Sam HaMovitz. So Dachsich Mir, the Chaim Loshen just wants to say a Kula. That if one will learn Lekanta, but it's Loilam Yasek, so also there'll be a Dimitir Shaloy Lishma B'Lishma. I think that's what he's saying. I mean, if Taisvis says that if you learn Amnashi Rebbe, it's not Sama Movis, I don't think the Rav Chaim Loshen wants to be chaylik, and that's chaylik of Taisvis. He wants to be chaylik that afilu lekante, there also could be a matziv of Yovi Lishmo, if it's a b'china from Lo'ilam Yasek.